Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today our guest is Peter Sprigg from the Family Research Council, and when he's in the building, some of its enemies say, watch out, Peter Sprigg is in the building, because he has such a reputation for being able to defend our position. And I'm going to ask you just one question today, Peter, and if we have time, we'll do two, and that is, explain the legal landscape for this issue, because now we have things moving in the Senate and the Congress to repeal the Marriage Act, and just give us, who are amateurs at this subject, an understanding of what's going on.
Right. Well, just for the background, the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, D-O-M-A, as it's referred to, was passed in 1996 by overwhelming bipartisan majorities in both houses of Congress and signed into law by President Bill Clinton. So there was quite a bipartisan consensus at that time. It was written in response to a court case in Hawaii, which was actually the first in American history where a court had ever suggested that there might somehow be a constitutional right to engage in a same-sex marriage. And the concern was that if same-sex marriage were legalized in one state, it would then be every other state in the country would be forced to recognize the marriages in those states, and the federal government would be forced to recognize them. So in order to prevent that from happening, Congress passed the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which does two things. It says, first of all, that a state does not have to recognize a same-sex marriage from another state, and secondly, it said that the federal government will recognize as marriage only the union of one man and one woman. And this law has been upheld in a number of courts already and has been effective in helping the states that want to define marriage as the union of a man and a woman and in preventing the federal government from doing anything to explicitly recognize same-sex marriage. But it is under attack. It's under attack both legislatively from people in Congress who want to repeal it, and President Obama said in his campaign he wanted to repeal it, and it's now under attack in the courts. And there were two cases in Massachusetts last year in 2010 in which a judge ruled that the Federal Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional, or specifically that the provision by which the federal government refuses to recognize same-sex marriages that are legal in the states where they were conducted. And so that was a case in which the Justice Department had been defending the law as they normally defend the federal statutes, but they were under a lot of attack from the homosexual activists who supported President Obama's election. And finally this year, the Justice Department announced that they would no longer defend this act in Congress. In the courts. So that's the situation we face now. Now, Congress stepped in, and the House of Representatives, leadership, the bipartisan legal advisory group of the House of Representatives, voted to intervene in this case. And so we are expecting that they will take up the role that was dropped by the Justice Department and be the principal defender of the Defense of Marriage Act in the ongoing court cases.
Well, we just have a moment left. How long does this kind of process usually take? And then we're going to have to say goodbye.
Well, it's interesting because there's a bit of a race going on as to which case will get to the Supreme Court first. There is another case, in California case, referred to as the Proposition 8 case, where they're seeking to overturn the constitutional amendment that the people adopted to define marriage as the union of a man and a woman, which had the effect of stopping same-sex marriage that had been legalized by the courts in that state. That case is proceeding through the courts, and these DOMA cases are proceeding through the courts, and we're not sure which one will reach the Supreme Court first, but either next year in 2012 or perhaps not until 2013, I expect this issue to go before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Thank you, Peter. We appreciate Family Research Council, and we hope you'll tune in next week as we continue the subject of DOMA. Goodbye. Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.